So what was your inspiration to start rapping?
I was at this boys program at this church, and I like the first day I went in there, it was this dude that asked me if I rapped or not, and I was like, nah. And then it was like, let me know when you want to try and all that. But it was like a thing where like you could try anything there. So they had like a studio and all that, and my friend wanted me to hop on the song with him, so I just started writing a song with him. And then after that, that's when I just started making my own songs and just going up there, and that's how I started rapping.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you, we saw that you have like over 1,000 followers on YouTube, subscribers. So how do you find your target audience with that?
I really, at first, most of those are from like the AMVs I was making. Like I was making AMVs before I like way before I even started like the rapping and stuff. So I was building most of them followers. That's why it's like kind of a problem because I don't know how to convert those to like the music part. But it was basically like I was making a lot of AMVs, and that's when it was like building up onto YouTube stuff. And then I basically started using that page to put my music videos and stuff on there.
Oh, okay. So this question, you kind of tie into that. So how long have you been creating with YouTube, starting with AMVs, and then how long have you been making music for?
AMVs, I was making AMVs since like, I don't, it's been like a minute, like really probably 4 years basically with the AMVs. But I just like a little over a year basically. I basically started like early 2023.
Oh, yeah. And we know you've hosted some concerts before. So what's been your favorite concert and when's your up next upcoming performance?
I did that little performance outside at the basketball court. It didn't really go too well because the mic and the speaker wasn't too loud. But that was like one of my first ones because I was like posting a lot on the ISU story, and I was having people like it was a lot of people that didn't like it, then it was people that liked it. So I wanted to see, I was putting up polls and I wanted to see like how many people would come to actually if I started like doing like little songs and stuff performing and all that. But yeah, since I've been going, I had in Chicago, I did like a little open mic, but that's really like the only two really live performances I really did for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we weren't sure if you were going to do any more or
Yeah, I would love to, but I just gotta, you know, I gotta see, gotta get everything right first.
for sure. What was our favorite song of yours is Nick Gomez. So what was some of the inspiration for that?
That was actually when I was. Like first when I first came here, I had that I was posting on the story. I was posting on the story like right when everybody was about to start moving in and all that. So I was posting on there, and it was a lot of people that was like they didn't like my stuff, and it was just the whole thing on the Snapchat story. Everybody was just hating a lot and all that, and I was like basically letting out how I felt on that song, and I just put it on there, and people was liking it. It was like this dude that was telling he I just recorded with this dude. He was telling me like the first 3 weeks of school, he his like whole floor was fans of the song and all that. They played it like once a day.
Where do you get some of the beat, like the beats for your music? Do you make it yourself or how does that work?
I'll be finding them on YouTube, and some of my friends are beat makers too, so I'll be like it'd be switching between those, be rapping on some of my friends' beats, then I find some on YouTube.